Like the White Mountain Apache tribe has 1.6 million acres of beautiful mountainous pine forests. We have very high country all the way down to the low high desert. And so too does the San Carlos tribe. They have a huge tract of land, a little more, I think 1.7, 1.8 million. And what's very profound is that for Native people, many of our creation stories and philosophies are derived from the landscape on which we live. So because we haven't been displaced, we can actually still refer to this mountain, this spring, and call into the present, you know, the past. And so that's what I like about our Native culture, is that it's different from a set of scriptures. It's not this book or this ream of paper that you open up and find chapter this, verse that. You actually live in this moral landscape where every mountain, stream, valley, tree, animal holds a story that is the equivalent of a scripture, because embedded in this great compilation of nature and life is our stories, cultural stories that educate an Indian on how to be an Indian. What is good for him or her? What is good for his or her family? What is good for his or her community? And so in our culture, we have stories that educate us in that way. And that's sort of the beauty of knowing that you still reside in that same landscape that your ancestors did before America was even a country. So that's empowerment.